What happens, they explain to you in that one early documentary, that stories change with time, you know, as they go through century after century, and a different viewpoint, whether it's Elizabethan times or whatever, they look at Percival and say, well, hey, you know, Percival is married, he has a couple kids, he's not pure enough. You know, we gotta invent a new story. He's not pure enough to find the Grail, so we gotta forget about him. And so what are we gonna do? We're gonna take Lancelot, the first time he has sex, you know, with Elaine, who's never had sex and is so clean because she's been being boiled in water for five years. It's almost like immaculate conception or something, you know. They're gonna have Galahad. So Galahad now, who is a vegetarian, you know, he's actually probably a vegan, but a teetotaler. This guy's a mess. And a virgin. You know, he's going to find it because he's just super clean, super pure. Percival will find it. Again, one of the other sons of Pelennor, right? Because he's a gentle, humble maiden knight,